Let's talk about Target Circle. By the way, it's the same program that you know and you love and you use, but now with automatic deals. Here's the thing. The all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. Maybe you don't have it. Maybe you don't know what I'm talking about. Well, now when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. It's already been awesome. Now it's awesomer, if that's a word. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circle card. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.
Canva is awesome for so many reasons, for your social media, but for work. If you're looking for ways to impact at work, Canva can help your points get across. All right, Mike, what do we use it for? Like one sheets, if we're doing like a presentation, graphics?
Oh, it's awesome for graphics. Super easy to use.
And that's the thing too, especially with some of these apps, you think, well, there's no way I'll be able to use it. Well, me, because I'm a dummy. But even I can use Canva to make things look cool, right?
Yeah.
Well, you don't have to insult me and say yeah so quickly.
Yeah, you can do it.
Yes.
It's awesome.
So it's easy design, impactful Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, videos. Start with a designer-made template, which makes it so easy, especially for me. Customize with your content. You can add images and graphics and charts. Start designing today at canva.com. Design for work.
Here we go.
Come on, Bobby.
Let's go!
Welcome to Thursday's show. Morning, studio.
Morning.
As we start the show every single day, we're going to go around the room. And, you know, you could be anywhere in the whole wide world, but you're here with us. We appreciate that so much. Let's go first to this guy. He's been doing ads for trucks. And if you see him with a golf club, you better duck. Here he is. Producer Eddie, everybody.
Guys, I got ducked. We talked about this recently. I drive a Jeep, and I guess the thing is, when you drive a Jeep, people put a duck on your door handle.
Any duck or a rubber
like
ducky?
Like a little rubber ducky.
Okay.
But somebody sent me and Morgan like 100 ducks.
Doesn't count.
What do you mean?
Yeah.
They heard it, and they mailed it, right?
Yeah, dude, but this
But one, not this. That doesn't count.
There's one duck that's the size of my hand. It's huge. I'm like, where am I going to put this?
So they armed you with ducks for other Jeeps, basically?
I think it's for our Jeep.
No, because I think you're supposed to duck other people.
Morgan, please explain to Eddie what's happening with the duck process.
What's going on here?
Yes, they gave them to you so you could give to other people. You can keep one of them, but like the rest are for you to go out and duck some other Jeeps.
But you also did not really get ducked.
Yeah.
Because they didn't
the
see your
Jeep. Ducking me.
No.
Okay.
No.
Okay.
You know, but the old Bronco, this came up, we were talking about it last time. It's a cheap ripoff of the duck in the Jeep, but they put little Bronco thing, little horses on Broncos.
So you Bronco people do this to each other?
I don't do crap. This is the dumbest thing I've heard. I don't do this. But I think it's a ripoff of the Jeep ducking.
Yeah.
But they put little Broncos, little horses on Broncos.
Is there a Bronco wave?
I don't do with any of that. I had a Jeep and I couldn't take people waving at me all the time because I kept thinking I knew them and didn't recognize. So I'd be like, who was that? And I'd waste all this time going, who did I know in the white Jeep? And then finally, they're like, no, dude, everybody in a Jeep waves.
Yeah, my kids do that all the time. Do you know them, Dad?
I'm out of here.
No, don't know.
So you have a bunch of ducks. A
lot of ducks, and I guess now I got to give them away. That's creepy.
To other Jeeps. I always felt like people would think you were breaking in.
Right.
Like you're like, you're casing their Jeep.
Yeah, I don't want to do that.
Or if you do want to rob Jeeps, all you got to do is keep a bunch of ducks on you. And if like you're robbing my Jeep, no, I'm not.
I'm ducking
this thing. Where are the ducks?
They're in the green room.
And you got to write a note with your duck so they know who it's from.
No, I'm not doing all that.
Morgan, you get ducked all the time, right?
Yeah, I do.
I wonder why. And I wonder why Eddie doesn't get ducked. Probably the same reason. All right, moving on. He's known for being shameless and will run up and scream at anyone that he sees famous. Here he is, Lunchbox.
Summer is the best time of year. It's all about the pools, the bikinis, everything's so exciting. But there's one problem with summer. Now when I go pick up my lunch by the college campus, it's a ghost town. There's no girls talking about sorority parties. There's no, I went out last night and did this. I went to this bar. It's a ghost town, so there's no chicks on campus.
You don't care at all? You sound creepy? Like, at all?
Because you sound creepy.
The college girl thing. Yeah.
No, I like going to pick up my lunch by the restaurants right over here by the college campus because it's fun to hear the college gossip and what's going on in everybody's life.
It's not the hot guys. You said hot. You said girls' sororities.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
That's all you said.
They talk about sorority parties. Like when you go at the beginning of the year, they're all talking about Rush and they're so excited. And, oh, it's your birthday.
And you said hot girl. But no, you can't back out of this. You don't care that it sounds creepy. And your wife doesn't say, will you please stop talking about college girls on the radio?
No. I mean, she looks at other dudes.
Does she go to campus?
And no, she
I feel like part of your experience is that you go and you get your timbit-tipit tacos, but you also, like, enjoy the what you're talking
about.
Yeah,
the camaraderie
now.
Of the college life.
What?
Camaraderie. Uh-huh.
You need to go back to college.
I don't know what it's called, but, you know, it's talking about, like, the together.
The camaraderie.
Camaraderie.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry that there are no 18 and 19 year old girls for you to look at while you're saying your tacos.
I mean, I just remember the beginning of the year that everybody's so bubbly and excited. Oh, Samantha.
Bubbly again.
Bubbly.
It's like not Samantha, about random college kids. Go ahead.
Samantha, it's not your 19th birthday. So, what do you like to do for your birthday? Okay, we'll get you that type of cake. I remember that vividly. We were sitting there at the restaurant.
All right, I'm moving on. This is getting really weird. All right, next up, she hopes her acting is one day seen by the masses, and that's why she started to take improv classes. Here she is, Amy.
I'm officially a no-shoe household. We talked about this on the show recently, and I got some messages from listeners. They're like, why not? It's the best decision you could ever make. Morgan has a no-shoe household. She was raving about it. So I thought, okay, I'm implementing it. I brought it up to my kids, and they were like, yeah, let's do it. Sounds like a great idea. So
is it like a bucket to put your shoes in?
So I put a basket by the door, and then I ordered these little disposable covers that people could put on if they want to, or me if I...
When someone comes to do, like, bug spraying, they put those on when they come in the house? Not guests.
I know, but just in case they want that as an option, people also recommended that I put like extra slippers by the door or like slipper socks that you can wash so that guests get clean.
It felt like too much work. It felt like more work than cleaning the floor.
No. I'm very, very, very excited about this. So let's just speak positively.
Yeah. Today.
It's going to last forever.
Okay, by, I don't know, August 1st.
Check back in.
You'll be wearing two pairs of shoes.
No.
It's going to be shoe palooza at our house.
Ask me.
So you want people to come in and use slippers in your house? Like, hey, Samantha was over here yesterday.
Well, Samantha, you got it.
There's Samantha again. She just turned 19.
The same girl. What kind of cake she like again?
So if Samantha
just take
comes
the shoes
over,
off.
They can take their shoes off. I'm just going to have options for guests. And I would say there's these slipper type things you can
wash.
And
we have to take our shoes off. Like, what if I'm wearing... Some dress shoes are harder to put on. And I hate putting on shoes because felt the dress shoes. You gotta loosen them, put your foot in. You gotta tighten up.
It's our culture. Like, some cultures, like, they're used to no shoes in the house ever, and we just allow it. And honestly, when I put it up online, and some people, like, in other, they're like, this must be a regional thing, because nobody I know wears shoes in the house.
Man, if somebody had a house with no shoes, I was like, you're too fruit for me. Like, as a kid, I went to a no-shoe house. I was like, I don't need to be here. Like, I'm too dirty.
Right, because I think when we're from, we wear shoes. Because, I mean, I've never lived in that either. But I don't know if there's certain parts of the country where
fancy parts.
Morgan, how did you start doing it?
My parents always did. We weren't allowed to wear shoes in
exactly.
The house.
Our parents are billionaires.
Shout out Wichita.
Fancy Wichita.
Yeah, Wichita. Hey, man, Wichita, super fancy. We know. We've been there a bunch. All right, Ray, go ahead.
From Mountain Pine, Arkansas, he's got over 5 tattoos on his arm, and he has quite a bit of charm. Bobby Bone.
Thank you. A little traumatic experience recently with one of our dogs escaped. Eller dug under the fence, was gone. Freaks me out because we live near a busy road. Looked for her for 4 hours. Got so lucky that somebody grabbed her and put her in their backyard. But her jangles came off her collar. They had her name, the number to call. So they ripped off. That being said, we have ordered these personalized dog collars. So there are a lot of companies that do it. So I'm not going to promote a certain company. But if you just Google personalized dog collar for like $30, you can get a dog collar and all that information is like engraved into it or like in the thread of the collar. So if something like this happens, you won't be idiots like us and be like, but even her AirTag came off. Like all that stuff came off, which was so annoying. So if you have dogs and they escape often or you're like us and you freak out when they do escape, I would recommend that you get one of these. Just Google personalized dog collars. There are some for like $20, $25. I'm looking at them now, $30. Yeah, more expensive than a regular collar, but also... Man, once you lose your dog, you're like, I was already thinking she was dead.
Oh.
Oh, you always think the worst.
I'm like, we live near a busy road. She's for sure dead.
Ugh.
Look for her forever. Google personalized dog collars. It's what we did. It was pretty quick to get in. Pretty happy with it. I've also become obsessed with buying personalized golf balls.
What do you put on those?
Pictures of people. So I gave Eddie a box. They're nice golf balls.
They're great golf balls.
His face.
Is a picture I found of him. I was like, why would he even take this picture?
It was the dumbest picture ever. I look like an idiot.
I gave him I was like, hey, man, I got you some golf balls. He's like, oh, thanks, man. And he looks at the ball, and it's him. Weird picture. But they now can make them pretty quickly and get them to you in like a week or so.
Yeah.
That's been my new obsession is buying personalized golf balls. I have some with my wife on them. She was like, did you just get them so you could smash me? I was like, no.
No,
I just want to think about you when I'm playing golf.
That's not a nice answer.
Yes, thank you. Time to open up the mailbag.
You send an email and we read it on the air. It's something we call Bobby's Mailbag.
Yeah. Hello, Bobby Bones. I went through a divorce around 6 years ago and started dating a guy a year or so later. We dated for about a year before moving in together. Before living together, my boyfriend would occasionally bring up marriage and led me to believe he had every intention of our relationship eventually leading up to it. Not wanting to rush into a marriage again like I did with the first one, I was glad to hear that we were on the same page with where our relationship was headed, but was very content with waiting on the natural progression of the relationship and our lives. The problem is there has been no talk of it since really moving in together 3 years ago. I've brought up the topic about 3 or 4 times. It never goes anywhere. I'm starting to think that I might be waiting for something that just isn't coming, and I can't help but see it as a lack of respect, which is starting to affect the undercurrent of our relationship. Do I give him an ultimatum or do I just continue to wait? Signed, Wanna Be Wife 2.0. I wouldn't ultimatum him yet. I would give him a couple of things you'd like to see happen. One, you say, hey, here we are. We're in June now. I know that you've been avoiding this talk. I can tell I brought it up many times and that's okay. But I'd really like to have your thoughts on this by July 1st. That way, he's not on his heels. Because when we get on our heels, we react in ways we're not proud of later. When we get on our heels, we're just trying to get out of the situation. We're not trying to, we don't think and go, what can I do that's healthy that can actually end this in a way where we both win? That doesn't happen. We get put on our heels, we're like, oh my God, how do I get out of this? So that's what you do. You say, hey, look, I'm not talking about it right now, but I would like to have this conversation by July 1st. And if it's not a conversation that you're comfortable having, then we can have a conversation about that. But I'm going to give you some time because what that it will put a little pressure on him. But he also, sometimes we need to be forced to think about things. He might not want to get married. He might know he wants to get married, but he doesn't want to do it right now. And sometimes there's never a point where a gal just go, yeah, let's do it. I mean, look at Eddie.
Hey, 6 years.
He got ultimatumed.
I did. We dated for 6 years, and my wife goes, hey, are we going to get married? And I said, you know, I hadn't really thought about that. She said, well, either you get married right now, we get married, or I'm out.
And it's not that you didn't want to marry her.
I just hadn't thought about it. Like you just said, dude, we don't think that way. Sometimes it's just like, hey, this is going so well right now.
Yeah.
I love it.
It's like, yeah, I'll plan to do it someday, but why would we put anything on? It's going so great. Raymundo, you got ultimatumed?
Yeah, I was 6 years later. I got told ultimatums many a times. I missed the deadlines, but I finally got that one the 6 year.
What do you think about this?
Yeah, I mean, ultimatum really is the only way to foot to the fire, and that really makes the guy decide.
And so you're just giving him a time when you're going to put the ultimatum on him.
I like it.
But you give him a little time to figure out what his answer is. Instead of him reacting to what you're wanting, he can respond to it. So say that. July 1st, we're going to have this talk. Boom. Can't wait to have the talk. Love you.
So, Brave, that's what you did, like... Your wife would say, hey, July 1st, let's talk, and you successfully avoided?
Yeah, she said June 1st, we need to have a decision made, and then June 1st would come and go.
Well, what do you know?
Well, she said a decision made. Maybe she would have said, hey, can we talk about it and make a decision on June 1st? You would have been there to make that decision.
Yeah, and I was really just saving up the money. I told her it was going to happen. I said, you got to have faith in me. And she did.
Wow, you did.
She did. You're right, she did. So that's what I say. You don't have to ultimatum him now. Just give him a time when you're going to give him an ultimatum and let him figure out what his answer is. Sometimes guys have to be pressured to make healthy decisions. That's what's up. Lunchbox?
Listen, man, I'm going to tell you what. You just need to stay relaxed. Let him. He has a timetable. Don't ruin anything. You put pressure on him, it ruins the element of surprise. You got to be
patient. You just heard two timetables that never had a timetable. Man. They literally didn't have a timetable.
Like, yeah. We would have never done it.
They were just like, eh.
I'm sorry. That. Listen, you got to wait for your man to be ready. Don't force him into something he doesn't want to do.
She ain't forcing him, but she can say, I'd like to have this talk on July 1st.
Which, didn't Lunchbox's wife sort of say, like, hey, should we get married? Or how did that go?
My brother was getting married. He was, about to go to his wedding. We were on the phone, and we were talking about it. And she was like, I think we should get married. And I was like, really? And she's like, yeah. And I was like, all right. So we got married.
Oh, wow. She proposed to him?
No, right. She didn't propose.
She did.
No.
That's pretty cool.
She ultimatum proposed.
No, no, no. Yes. She said, I think we should get married. And I said, are you serious? And she said, yes. And I said,
she got down on the knee?
No.
Wow.
She bought you a ring?
Wrong.
Wow.
Wrong. We were on the...
And he cried. Yeah. That's right.
Wow, well, I remember
we
that.
Saw it.
I remember that.
What a role reversal, but I respect that about you.
Good job, dude.
You didn't have to be the role of the traditional male.
No.
You were the traditional female.
Wrong.
And that's okay.
But all she had to say was, it like, the words, and then he's caved, and is like, okay, but he's telling this, her,
absolutely.
Hey, wait till your man's ready. He'll know.
Do as he says, not as he does.
No.
That's right. Are you going to cry now?
No.
You cry now? Think about it?
No. So then she went and picked out an engagement ring, and then I went for my brother's bachelor party. Got it, met her at the store, gave it to her, and then flew home.
Yeah. Anyway, good job, Lunchbox. All right, that's the advice. If you want to send us an email, you can. Morgan, what is that email address?
Mailbag@bobbybones.com.
All right, thank you, guys.
We got your email, and we read it on the air. Now it's time to close Bobby's mailbag.
Okay, if you're in Target Circle, then you already know what I'm talking about, and if you're not, you don't. However, this is for everybody, because the all-new Target Circle... It's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. And again, if you're already a member, I'm going to break some news to you. Now, when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. That means, boom, you're automatically going. Now, there's Target Circle 360, so unlimited same-day delivery. Target Circle 360 is the fastest way to get your order to your door, well, or to someone else's door too. And right now, sign up for Target Circle 360 for just $49 for your first year membership. That's $50 off the regular price. Now, if you've already been using Target Circle, you know how amazing this is. So you can upgrade to Target Circle 360, or you get an automatic upgrade whenever it's like, you know, now it's automatically applied, which is super cool. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circlecard.
I'm Elliot Connie, and this is Family Therapy.
My best hopes, I guess, identify the life that I want and work towards it.
I never seen a man take care of my mother the way she needed to be taken care of.
I get the impression that you don't feel like you've done everything right as a father. Is that true?
That's true, and I'm not offended by that.
Thank you for going through those things, and thank you for overcoming them.
Thank God for deliverance.
Every time I have one of our sessions be positive. It just keeps me going.
I feel like my focus is redirected in a different aspect of my life now.
So, how'd we do today?
We did good.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy. Listen now on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robey,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
Thank you for taking the light, and you're going to shine it all over the world, and it makes me really happy.
I never imagined that I would get the chance to carry this honor and help be a part of this legacy.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
I want to play this for you. He learned to play piano on Saddam Hussein's piano in Iraq when they took over the palace. Like, he served. He was in Iraq, in the Iraq War. It's crazy. So I'm going to tell you about the Warren Treaty. It's a husband and wife duo, Michael and Tanya, at the ACMs. You may have seen them perform this song here, Blank Page.
Your blank page.
So I sat with him for like an hour on the Bobbycast, and he talked about serving during the Iraq War. And again, that's where he learned to play piano. That's where he wrote his first song. That's where he got a different job in the military. But this is the story of him learning to play on Saddam Hussein's piano and writing his first song for a fallen soldier.
On the Bobby Bones Show now.
The War and Treaty.
My first song I ever wrote was in the war.
about one of my battle buddies who got killed. And I wrote it. I taught myself to play the piano and to make the song. And
they have a piano there?
Saddam, you know,
in the palace.
Yeah, this isn't a well-known or well-publicized fact about him because it would kind of humanize a little bit this tyrant. But he was a prolific pianist. He had pianos everywhere in Iraq, and we just happened to take over one of the palaces that had his black upright piano. Little initials was carved, and I'm just singing and learning how to play that kind of thing. And I do the song I wrote for this particular soldier's memorial out there, and it brings so much resolution to the soldiers, you know, like the stuff I was putting in it. You know, I would talk about the things I would miss and the things I would not miss, you know, like the smell of his feet, you know, just little stuff like that, just trying to lighten the moment. My colonel at the time, shout out to Peter L. Jones, who's very familiar with your show, he wanted to know if I wrote the song. I said, yeah. And he said, well, you know what? That's what you're going to do for the remainder of your time in Iraq. You're going to go with me, learn about the fallen, and then you're going to write the song and perform it.
Wow.
And that became my job from 05 to the 07 when I would get out of the military.
What was your job before that?
Just infantry. I was in the infantry, and really, it's whatever the Army needs, you know. But my sole focus was protecting logistics, that kind of thing, and it's always a difficult part to tap into, you know?
And I would imagine, too, with that, you talk about a curse and also something wonderful is that you're getting to do this for them, and it's a wonderful thing, but you're constantly re-exposed to the hardest part of it.
Yeah. I didn't know, because over 90% of the soldiers I was writing about, I knew. You know, so these are friends. But when you're so focused on healing, and you're so focused on taking everyone else's mind off of it, you're not focusing where you're putting your mind at the moment. And it wasn't until I got out where I realized I had a problem. 4th of July was always hell. This is when she first discovered there was a real problem with me. I mean, I'm trying to dive under the couches, hiding, and my children are crying, and I'm yelling commands, get down, get down. You know, it's stuff that people for years have made jokes out of, shell shock. But until you really go through it, you don't realize how real it truthfully is.
Let's go. To hear that full interview from the Warren Treaty, it's fantastic. Go search for the BobbyCast on iHeartRadio.
It's time for the good news.
With producer Eddie.
Tell me something good.
David Cornea is a homeless veteran in Las Vegas, and he lives with his dog, Skunk. And about a month ago, the dog just disappeared. Someone stole it, couldn't find it. Well, a local charity said, we'll help you track it down. So they found it in Southern California, had a chip on it at a shelter in Southern California. And they paid for all the travel for the dog to come back to Vegas. And that's not where it stops, though. A lot of people in Vegas heard about this story. They said, hey, we can help this guy out, too. The bassist for Black Sabbath, Geezer Butler, found out that he had a truck that he was living in but wasn't working. He said, I'll buy the parts of that truck. And then a charity said, you know what? We'll get a mechanic to fix the truck. And so all these people got his truck running. He has his dog back. People have bought him food, money. And, I mean, Vegas is just coming to support this guy.
That's the opposite of a country song. Guy got his dog back and his truck running.
Like he didn't lose.
Yeah. dog didn't leave him. Truck didn't break. Yeah. By the way, who steals a homeless guy's dog?
Yeah, I don't know.
Like, how low do you go? Like, that's full-on limbo. How low can you go?
Isn't that crazy how the dog made it all the way to Southern California from Vegas?
Yeah, you wonder what happened there. Because the dog didn't just run to Southern California. But good for everybody for stepping up. Because this guy obviously needs some help to get back on his feet. But most importantly, he got his dog back. I'm telling you.
Hey, how about the basis for Black Sabbath?
How about his name being Geezer?
Yeah, that's awesome.
That's a great story. That is what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
It's time to name the employee of the month for last month. It's always a big deal. Who was the employee of the month last month?
Ooh, I think that was me.
Eddie. Oh,
you think?
Yeah, that was awesome.
And how was your time as employee of the month?
Oh, dude, unbelievable, man. Like, I just got so much respect around the building. It's pretty cool.
So, if you win employee of the month, you get your option. You can spin the wheel of cash. You can do some self-promotion on the air. Or you can block someone from 3 months of employee of the month.
That's mean.
So, what we're going to do here is only three of you, the three in the finals, get to read your speech.
Ooh.
So when I say your name, that means you're one of the finalists. Why are Amy and Lunchbox?
Because we know we're finalists. We know we've had solid months.
The other
ones are like, dang, I sucked this month.
I don't know.
Amy, do you feel like you're going to win this month? You're about to say something. You went, I don't know.
I thought everybody's going to join in and clap, but nobody did.
Just Lunchbox and then you.
Okay, the first finalist for Employee of the Month is Eddie.
Oh,
Eddie, you got vulnerable and you admitted you snooped through your wife's phone.
Yeah, I do.
That was good. You gave us a reason to, you know, get Dr. Lori on, who's one of our favorite guests.
Come on.
We found out you just had a bunch of crap. It wasn't worth anything.
Yeah.
No Parenting Sunday. You've been big on talking about that.
That's true.
The theory of how your neighbor's house may have squatters. Ooh. Which, is there an update on that?
Kind of. Okay. I'll bring that to you later.
Oh, we want for next month?
Yeah. There you go.
And then your son and the driving exam and how you were the proctor. A lot
That's
of good
right.
bits.
That's right.
So you were in the finals. Can I hear your speech where if you were to win Employee of the Month? Go ahead.
Of course. Even though I've been on my digital detox, the digital content I do for the show still rocks. I brought in my antique bottles and coins to see if I needed to find a buyer, but Dr. Lori said they weren't worth enough for me to retire. Lunchbox tried a few spill the teas, but they were lame. And Bobby and I, we bet on music games. I won one of those bets. My money, I don't know them. And I'll probably get Employer of the Month because this poem is... Wait, no, this is
okay,
awesome.
There he is, Eddie. Okay, I tried.
Oh,
okay.
Boy, oh, boy. Right.
The next finalist for Employee of the Month is... Well, let me tell you what he did this month.
Okay.
All right. Let's go.
He crashed Nicole Kidman's movie set.
Multiple times.
He brought us one of the most cringiest pieces of audio ever recorded, and that could have been like four different bits. He spilled the tea on Morgan and her bad driving. He got vulnerable in sharing the really creepy Facebook friend request he sent a teenage girl.
Oh, man.
He also admitted to theft after he walked out of a store with a pair of pants. He brought in his new business ideas. He had one of his better prank calls where... He called a listener's mom, tell her she'd won a hot mom contest. Remember that one?
Oh, yeah.
Pretty good.
Wow.
A finalist is Lunchbox.
Wow.
Read your speech as if you won.
Who should win Employee of the Month? Should we give it to Eddie because all he does is lie? Or is it because of those bushy caterpillars above each eye?
What?
Enough with Amy being an emotional wreck. Shouldn't she just be happy with that child support check? Morgan is struck out with all types of men. When it comes to Employee of the Month, Morgan loses again. It would make Abby's day, but honestly, most of America wishes she would just go away.
Oh, boy.
Is that the end?
That's it.
Oh.
So you just slammed,
everybody?
Boom!
Okay.
Can't hear you guys up here. I'm on top. Employee of the Month. Let's spin that wheel!
And our final finalist for Employee of the Month.
Oh, my gosh.
Our final finalist is Amy. But by the way, you guys had both had poems. Is that a rule? You had to write a poem? Or
I've just never done that
before. No, he just copied my style from the last few months. He's like, let me jump on that bandwagon and see if I can get
some bread. To be honest, I think I was the first one that ever did a poem.
Yeah. Oh, there you go.
So with Amy, we solved one of America's greatest mysteries. We found out why her water bill was so high.
Yes.
That was a big bit. She got in trouble from her old sorority because she reported false information on the show. It was a good bit when it was false. It was a good bit when we found out it was false. Two good bits. Give us the blackout or backout story.
Yeah, it was good.
We don't have to bring it back up.
She shared an update on her divorce. She told a story about how she broke the generosity chain at a Starbucks, a couple animal stories. She had a story about how her friend might be getting catfished on a dating app. Hey, friend?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Here she is.
She
with
is.
Her yeah, she is. With her speech, 15 seconds. Amy, go.
Well, with everything Bobby just mentioned, I would like to quote him correctly. He did call it the greatest mystery of American history. And it was early in May that my $600 water bills mystery was solved. And the video of me telling this story has more views than anything else posted on the Bobby Bone Show Instagram with 1.3 million views.
Wow.
That was
true, Morgan. Fact check, because sometimes her fact check ain't good for Amy.
Yes, all of the water stories, anything regarding her whole water thing, yes, they have gone viral.
Did you say it was the most viewed ever Instagram?
No, it's the most viewed for this month.
Oh,
like the month
it.
Of May, I have the most viewed Instagram reels of anything posted.
Love the data.
So that's what I was focusing
good.
On. And my Kool-Aid hack, Morgan informed me that on TikTok, that water
that
thing
was like
for
three
the
months
toilet,
ago.
It doesn't matter. It just, it hit 6 million views.
That's
wow.
Awesome.
6 million?
Yeah.
6 million.
Why are people so obsessed with water?
I don't know.
That's crazy. I had no idea.
I made those videos.
All right, well, you three are in the finals for Employee of the Month. And the winner for Employee of the Month is Ella. Ella. The winner is Amy, everybody.
Yay!
Congratulations. How do you feel, Amy, being employed? I can't believe you got that many views.
Me neither.
Wow.
I was shocked.
Like I got bored halfway through the story.
Right.
That's awesome.
Crazy.
Okay, so for winning Employee of the Month, you get to choose. Wait,
you got bored halfway through this?
Yeah, sometimes.
Yeah, I'm bored, and you gave her Employee of the Month for it.
No, like, that's
I'm
just me.
Shocked.
But I'm also looking at
one other thing. There's more things. There's a lot.
Yeah.
There's like two things. You went on two things.
Honestly, if I hadn't have gotten it, I'd still be pumped about the views because I've never
yes,
had
Yes, I agree. I'm pumped about the views. So. I shouldn't have been bored. Apparently, it's riveting content. That's awesome. Okay, yeah. Your Employee of the Month.
So what do I get to do?
Well, I don't know. Somebody's hating on you over there, so.
Oh, trust me. I heard his poem.
Think about that. So you can spin the wheel of cash, which you can win up to $300.
Wow.
You can do self-promotion, which you've done before.
Yeah.
Or you can block someone from contention for 3 months, which would you
do
like
it,
to
Amy.
Do?
Do it, Amy. Do it.
I do not want to block somebody. That doesn't feel good to me. So you're right. I've done self-promotion before, so let's... Apparently, according to lunch, I need the money, so let's go. Spin that wheel.
That wasn't of all the That's shots I took in the poem, that was
dirty.
The dirtiest shot. I don't think it was true. What was your line about her?
I said, should we give it to Eddie because all he does is lie?
No.
Or is it because those bushy caterpillars above each eye?
I didn't say Eddie.
Enough with Amy being an emotional wreck. Shouldn't she be happy with that child support check?
But I don't think that's the truth. I think he just looked for a rhyme. Like, that's not
true.
She should be happy with it. Like, is that not true?
But you don't know if she's even getting a child support check.
Not my business.
But you just made it business of everybody.
Which, okay, also, one of the things that happened this month.
This is not my business
after you said it.
Yes, go ahead.
One of the things that you said happened this month was, like, sharing that, we've handled our divorce in a way that lawyers have not seen before. So you have no idea how we're doing it. It doesn't matter. I'm just saying you don't know. You don't have a typical.
My stuff was a lot more entertaining than that.
How's Lunchbox's stuff doing on the web? On the social media, TikTok, Instagram.
I mean, it's okay. It doesn't do as well as Amy's, honestly.
I disagree. Just that's fine. If you go listen to the best bits, I mean, all my bits are right there in the
but
top
that's
five.
Just us picking, probably.
No, that's going off interaction on the social media, according to Morgan.
But it is going off of that, but you've also never been number one. You complain about that a lot, and Amy has been.
I can't believe you got so many views. That's great. Okay, Amy, you want the money?
Yes, let's
all right,
go.
Let's spin the wheel. Here we go. Let's spin the wheel!
Big money, she needs it.
It was on. It rolled to the 100 and got all. It almost flipped.
That was so crazy.
And then went back to one.
Wow.
Sorry, Amy.
Wow.
I already feel as though I won the 100. That was so close.
No, but you did it.
That thing went almost over to 100. Even, and you guys were like, wow. And I'm like, no.
Yeah, that was crazy.
I'm going to push the wheel over.
Oh, yeah, so it doesn't. Where does the money come from?
Me, my pocket. Okay. Where do you think most prizes come from?
You know what they always say? Wheel doesn't lie.
Huh? And who says that? And what's...
I don't get to spin three times?
That means that you really...
I don't know why I thought that.
I think I got to spin three times. Why, though?
Because you won a bunch on the first one, and we gave you... Oh, you won middle on the first one, and we gave you a chance.
How about because I was almost 100, I get to go again? That's the closest it's ever been to 100.
I'm
going
to tell you what you can do. I'm going to allow you to go over to bobbybones.com and check out Access Day. Where Access Day, all you got to do is go over there and you can win a trip to come hang out with our show. Airfare, hotel, studio tour, lunch with some of us. To enter and get official rules, go to bobbybones.com today. Amy, you won $1.
Thank you.
You're a winner, Amy.
You're a winner.
Honestly, I really do. It was so close. The excitement I got from it almost being right there on 100, it feels like I did win it. So
good for you. Doesn't feel like that to me. Yeah. I'm happy about that.
That's how it works.
Okay, if you're in Target Circle, then you already know what I'm talking about. And if you're not, you don't. However, this is for everybody. Because the all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. And again, if you're already a member, I'm going to break some news to you. Now, when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. That means, boom, you're automatically going. Now, there's Target Circle 360, so unlimited same-day delivery. Target Circle 360 is the fastest way to get your order to your door, well, or to someone else's door too. And right now, sign up for Target Circle 360 for just $49 for your first year membership. That's $50 off the regular price. Now, if you've already been using Target Circle, you know how amazing this is. So you can upgrade to Target Circle 360, or you get an automatic upgrade whenever it's like, now it's automatically applied, which is super cool. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circlecard.
I'm Elliot Connie, and this is Family Therapy.
My best hopes, I guess, identify the life that I want and work towards it.
I never seen a man take care of my mother the way she needed to be taken care of.
I get the impression that you don't feel like you've done everything right as a father. Is that true?
That's true, and I'm not offended by that.
Thank you for going through those things, and thank you for overcoming them.
Wow, thank God for deliverance.
Every time I have one of our sessions be positive. It just keeps me going.
I feel like my focus is redirected in a different aspect of my life now.
So, how'd we do today?
We did good.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy. Listen now on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
Thank you for taking the light, and you're going to shine it all over the world, and it makes me really happy.
I never imagined that I would get the chance to carry this honor and help be a part of this legacy.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
About one third of adults say doing math gives them anxiety. Who on the show didn't know their multiplication tables?
Me.
Yeah, me.
Both of you?
Well, I mean, I feel like...
I can do nines because of my fingers, you know? Like, you do, like, 9 times 2, and then you do... There you go, 18.
9 times 7.
7, the 7th finger. That's 63.
What is this finger?
I don't know what you're doing.
I've never seen it. It's amazing.
That's crazy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay, so what's 7 times 3?
No, only 21. Nines.
No. Hold on. Let me... Let's go to Eddie here. What's 7 times 4?
I don't know. 28.
Good.
I just guessed.
Why don't you do your fingers?
No, that's only with nines. That's only nine. Nine.
8 times 6.
No. Okay. 48.
That's right, though. You're nailing them.
Okay. I'm picturing it in my head, but I really don't know these things.
Amy, 5 times 6.
30.
Okay. You guys are perfect.
No,
a little slow.
No, you're a little slow.
You're getting it. Let's go 3 times 8. Eddie.
3 times 8. 21.
4.
No, 4.
24? Mm-hmm. Dang. I would have used my fingers on that one.
But that's not a 9.
No. Just like counting them. 8, 1, 2, 3. You know what I mean? 16, 17, 18.
Yeah. Amy, 4 times 6?
4 times 6 is 24.
Yeah.
Okay. I had that one.
Yeah, you guys are okay.
We're so slow, dude.
You're a little
it's
slow,
probably
it's
just
okay.
Self-doubt.
No, I don't think it's
just
that.
Just some of that, because I mean, we know it. But
could you
like,
answer those real quick?
I think just out of memory, because I'm not figuring them out. I think I just memorized the whole table.
Right.
Yeah, I didn't do that.
More than anything.
Yeah, good job. Yeah.
No. My brain's not processing anything. I think it's just a memory of the multiplication tables.
Yeah.
But I don't do my fingers.
Dude, you got to try that 9 trick. It's awesome.
I don't even know
I still don't
trick.
Understand it.
Yeah. Anyway, math gives adults anxiety. Who gets anxiety from math, Amy? Is it because the kids do math?
I mean, yeah, I just am like, I don't really know how to help you.
Eddie?
Google it.
Yeah, I hate math. I mean, even tips, I can't. Calculate the tips.
Oh.
20%.
But you can because it's just 10% times 2.
Dude, whenever they bring the receipt and they have the percentages on there already, I'm like, thank goodness.
But let's say the bill is $71. What's 10% of $71?
17.
No.
$7.10.
See, I would have tipped 17 and my wife would have been like, what are you doing?
But $7.10 times 2 would be 20, so that's $14.20. Dude, so you'd have been right anyway, basically. You'd have been a little generous.
You're giving me anxiety.
Okay. Please stop. Moving on. We got Christy in North Carolina on the phone right now. Hey, Christy, what's going on?
Good morning, studio.
Morning.
I was realizing I hadn't heard an update on Scuba Steve's vasectomy and whether or not his wife decided to stay home or go back to work.
Well, Scuba Steve is back at work today after his vasectomy.
Yeah.
Here he is. Which, by the way, Scuba, congratulations. Let me say that from me to you. You went through with it. You did what you're supposed to do. You're being responsible. Secondly, Scuba said, I should be fine. I'm going to go. We had a 3-day weekend, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, back Tuesday. I got an email early Tuesday morning. Scuba's like, I can't come in.
He was sore.
Wednesday, saying, Scuba, so you're back today.
Yes.
Was it more painful than you thought it would be?
Way more painful than I thought it would be. And I was at first nervous about the anticipation. That's how I am with anything in life. And then once you get into it, I'm like, oh, I'll be fine. It's a pain I've never experienced in my entire life.
So tell everybody why you went and got a vasectomy.
So I got it because we have 3 kids and my wife said she can't have it any more children. She mentally and physically can't handle it.
So you guys talked about it. You decided you would go do it.
Yes, yeah, so we do. We go there. We're in the waiting room. She's with you. She's with me, yes. Nice. I make her. She's coming.
Oh, okay.
Like she made me do this. She's coming with me. So we get there. I get in the room. I'm sitting down. They get me all set up. They tell me to disrobe, take my clothes off.
Completely naked?
Just the bottom half.
Winnie the Pooh.
Winnie the Pooh. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, totally. And then the girl walks out of the room, puts on some music, and I'm thinking they're messing with me because the first song that comes on is this.
They're messing with you. First of all, is that true? Do you promise?
I swear. And then
so
it goes
Brian Adams.
I'm dead serious. And then the next song is this one right here.
Should I stay or should I go?
Wow. That's a sign, guys.
And I'm like,
so they're either screwing with you or it's the worst luck of music ever played randomly getting a vasectomy.
He comes in, I'm hitting the gas, and I'm like, is this like all set up? He's like, no, dude, but I guess I should do a playlist about this kind of stuff. And I'm like, now I'm freaked out because I already was nervous. Now I'm like, I want to get the hell out of here.
Was it a sign to you?
I thought it was a sign. Yeah. And then we're talking and he's like, usually we allow guests in. I mean, do you have somebody with you? I'm like, yes, I want my wife here, please. I witnessed the birth of three children. I want her to witness the anti-birth.
So she comes in?
She comes in. Great support system. I needed it because I was freaking out. And she watches the whole procedure and is like, afterwards kind of tells me what they do. I don't want to get into it because it's very graphic.
Yeah.
But it's pretty impressive and pretty unbelievable. And once she explained to me what he did, now I know why I'm in so much pain.
Well, what did he do?
So, are you totally gassed up? Like laughing gas?
Yeah, he gave me the laughing gas. And I asked him, like, what do I do? And he goes, well, you just keep hitting it until you can't hit it anymore. And I think I hit it too much because I started turning green and feel like I was going to throw up.
Yeah, that happens to me sometimes, too.
It's just nerves, you know? And it was there to alleviate the pain, but man, I felt the tugging, I felt everything.
Oh, I don't want to hear any more of that part.
Yeah.
So you go home, when does it set in as like, oh, I'm in such pain, or do you get like a bunch of pain medicine?
They give you pain meds, but I'm allergic to pain meds, so I don't take the full pill. I take just half of a pill to kind of alleviate a little bit of the stress more than anything, but I feel the pain the whole time at home. And I've got three kids I want to be picked up and hung out with, and I can't pick them up because I can't pick things over 5 pounds.
You just stay in bed for a couple days?
I stay on the couch because I want to be around the family. That's just how I am. I don't want to be upstairs isolated. So I stay around the family. I ice myself. I'm sitting on ice right now as we speak.
Still. It's still Thursday. It's been a week.
It's been a week and I'm still sitting on ice.
He's got ice panties on.
I have ice panties on, yes.
I don't know what that is.
Oh.
It's like underwear with ice. Is it like an ice hole
that you put ice in it?
So I have two underwears
on. Or you freeze the whole underwear and then it just gets warmer as you wear it.
And then they turn into edibles. No, so I'm wearing one pair of underwear and then ice in between it and another pair of underwear holding the ice together.
Wow.
And then I sit on ice as well with the
It's
still that bad. And I don't know why.
Is that common? Did you Google?
So they say that it goes away in a couple days, and if you still feel it a week or so after, then you need to go see the doctor because there could be a problem.
Did he cut the wrong part?
We'll find out in 2 months if he cut the right stuff.
Do not Google image vasectomy.
I'm not. There's no reason I would have.
I just don't know.
So rate your experience.
Rate it how? Like
I don't know. It's a Google rating. It's like a Yelp.
He did a great job. He did everything he was supposed to do, but you still are going to feel pain no matter what anyone tells you. It's painful. My pain is at a 7.5 a week later.
I feel like your voice is higher.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow. I didn't realize that.
I do. Like,
look at that.
I feel like you've lost some of like your baritone, like your low part of your voice. I have, just to compare, Scuba, would you count to 5 for me right now?
Sure. 1, 2.
He's trying to be deeper.
3, 4, 5.
Okay, now we have Scuba. We took a clip from him pre-vasectomy. Uh-huh. Here you go.
My nervous is on a whole other level. I've never been this nervous before in my entire life.
Now stop that. Now say my nervous is on a whole other level. Go.
I'm nervous on a whole other level.
Oh. Now play the clip.
My nervous is on a whole other level. I've never been this nervous before in my entire life.
Did you lose part of your...
Did they
you
cut
guys are
him
messing
off?
With the audio, right?
No.
I've not done anything. Play it again, Ray.
It was weeks later than it was. My nervous is on a whole other level. I've never been this nervous before in my entire life.
It sounds like
this.
Ray had the wrong clip there.
Like Joanna
Man. We had a third one, too. Do the next one.
I would murder her. I would murder her.
He's biting though for a minute. He was like, oh, no. Oh, no. I'm proud of you, man, for going through with it.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Your wife is, too. No more kids.
Yeah, that's it.
You know, you got 3. You're good. And if you want to reverse it, you can.
Yeah, but it's not successful, though. So and plus, it's more pain, so I can't do more. I'm out.
All right, congratulations, buddy.
Thank you.
I think. Is that a congratulations?
We'll see.
Yeah, we'll see.
Yeah.
Here's a voicemail from Jennifer in Texas.
I'm calling with an unpopular opinion.
I think Lunchbox is hot. He's alpha. He's just a man's man. Love you, Lunch.
You got to be torn on that because, first of all, she
that was so weird.
But she said it's unpopular.
Yeah, unpopular opinion. I think you're in the majority.
No. So you think it's a popular opinion?
Yeah, I think you are just mistaken that maybe someone in your household or your friend doesn't think I'm hot, but most women think I'm hot. So I don't know why she thinks it's unpopular opinion. You're in the majority, girl. Don't worry. Don't be ashamed.
It's like she punched you and then pulled you back up. So you're back to even. Like, unpopular, but here's a compliment.
Hey, it's rough being hot.
Hey, it is.
Hey.
All right, next up, here's James.
Morning, Bob. Morning, studio. Amy hasn't given us a report on the Stevenson show, her son. So anyway, give us an update. What's up with Stevenson? The Stevenson show. All right, back to your regularly scheduled program. See y'all later. Bye.
Calling from the bar?
Yeah, man.
Holy crap.
He's been partying.
Amy?
He has been working on one. He just, because he has to write it himself, and he keeps telling me he wants to record. And I'm like, well, you got to write it out. I think I saw something the other day written down about UFOs.
That's the show I want to hear. Stevenson talking about UFOs. Yes. Here's one more. Erica from Lake City, Florida.
I have a morning corny. It's more for the older folks. Have you guys heard about the new corduroy pillows? They're making headlines everywhere. So stupid, but
that's
it's
good.
Good.
Yeah, I like that.
Love it.
Yeah, that's a good one. Okay, if you're in Target circle, then you already know what I'm talking about. And if you're not, you don't. However, this is for everybody because the all new Target circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. And again, if you're already a member, I'm going to break some news to you. Now, when you shop in store or online, Target circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. That means, boom, you're automatically going. Now, there's Target Circle 360, so unlimited same-day delivery. Target Circle 360 is the fastest way to get your order to your door, well, or to someone else's door, too. And right now, sign up for Target Circle 360 for just $49 for your first year membership. That's $50 off the regular price. Now, if you've already been using Target Circle, you know how amazing this is. So you can upgrade to Target Circle 360, or you get an automatic upgrade whenever it's like, you know, now it's automatically applied, which is super cool. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit Target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at Target.com/circle card.
I'm Elliot Connie, and this is Family Therapy.
My best hopes, I guess, identify the life that I want and work towards it.
I never seen a man take care of my mother the way she needed to be taken care of.
I get the impression that you don't feel like you've done everything right as a father. Is that true?
That's true, and I'm not offended by that.
Thank you for going through those things, and thank you for overcoming them.
Thank God for deliverance.
Every time I have one of our sessions be positive. It just keeps me going.
I feel like my focus is redirected in a different aspect of my life now.
So, how'd we do today?
We did good.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy. Listen now on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
Thank you for taking the light, and you're going to shine it all over the world, and it makes me really happy.
I never imagined that I would get the chance to carry this honor and help be a part of this legacy.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
Here's Amy's pile of stories.
Kim Kardashian was on the Jay Shetty podcast, and I actually saw a clip of this, and I thought, this is such a good idea. She gives her kids the same gift every birthday. She's not being lazy. She's actually doing something really special.
Well, what's the gift? If it's a Maserati,
that'd be cool.
Yeah.
No. She writes them a letter, and it's not like a short note. I mean, it's like 4 or 5 pages.
She must get them other gifts
long.
Too. There's no chance they're only getting a letter.
No chance.
Yeah.
Of course, but this is their most meaningful, special gift, and she recaps the whole year and just writes special things that they did, progress they made, memories to have, and they get to go back and have these, and she does it for every single one of her kids.
I think that's great. The story made me think she only got them one gift and it was the same gift every year to prove how normal they are. That's a great idea, but I'm sure they're also getting a Maserati. And I'm not hating them for that, but there's a little bit of clickbait there where you're like, she only gets them one gift, the same gift every year? Is it a pair of socks? That itself, though, is a great story. My wife loves that podcast, the Jay Shetty podcast.
Oh, it's so good.
She's always like, well, Jay Shetty said, hey, I don't know Jay Shetty. I don't care about Jay Shetty.
But oh, dang, you should try to go on Jay Shetty.
I don't think I'm famous enough. If they have Kim Kardashian on that.
Tanya Rad went on.
Yeah, but probably because she knows him in California.
Well, it's about her book.
Yeah, yeah. I don't go on Jay Shetty. I go on Jay.
It's a generic version.
If any other parents want to adopt this, she also includes, you know, funny little stories and their favorite foods that year and stuff. So I just think it's really special.
Just so people get that joke. Well, Jay Shetty, by the way, he was a monk.
Yeah.
Which is crazy.
Like now, a real monk?
Yeah. He's actually great.
Okay.
But he has real famous stars on it. And they talk about life and philosophy and how to be healthier and relationships. From what my wife tells me. But the joke is that I just made, I don't get to go on Jay Shetty, I go on Jay, and I didn't say it. So beep it even though I'm not going to say it, okay? Just so people get it. I don't go on Jay Shetty. I'm so not famous. I only go on Jay Shetty. Did you beep it? Cool. All right, cool. So now people get the joke. All right, go ahead.
Senior pranks have been going down, and this school district in North Carolina is investigating a senior prank that caused thousands of dollars in damages because they poured cement into toilets. Like that's
not
like
a good one. That's not a good one.
Here's the thing. Like if you're going to do a senior prank,
don't break stuff.
Like there was one in Maryland that I saw where they put the school up for sale on Zillow.
That's funny.
That's funny.
Nobody got hurt. Boy, the concrete in a toilet. That's not a good idea.
Bad.
No bueno.
Yeah. That, even Lunchbox says that's bad.
That's real bad.
Right.
So, but then what happens? Because it goes down the drain and it's soft. But how far does it go before it hardens? And then what does it break?
I don't know.
Or does it just stop there? Is it so thick it only stops in that tube?
Never done.
That is a bad idea.
I don't want to find out.
That whole class is penalized because of a couple idiots. Because I'm sure the whole class didn't agree to that one.
Well, yeah. I mean, they also did overturned desks, damaged lockers. Oh,
okay. Well, that's
eggs.
Not a senior prank. That's somebody who hates a school and is using that as an opportunity to destroy it.
Yeah. Right. That's straight vandalism. And then maintenance crews and they're having to clean it up and whatnot. Okay. So Cody Johnson, he stopped a fight at one of his shows. We always talk about these because it's kind of funny to think of artists on stage, like doing their thing and then pausing the whole thing to call somebody out.
Well, the reason now is because of the Travis Scott deal where everybody was getting run over and people got killed.
Very good
point. So that's why people are stopping shows now. Mm-hmm. They don't even, you guys talking to each other cross? Or are you just like having a funny conversation? Stop the show! Like, they'll stop it now just to make sure everybody's good.
That's right. Yep. I forgot about that tragedy.
So people will stop it like that.
Yeah. Here's a clip of him stopping the show.
Start a fight in this pit. I will stop this show and have your thrown out.
Yeah.
Have your what?
I couldn't cut out there.
He bleeped it there. Okay. Yeah. There was a tweet I saw from Zach Bryan where I guess somebody had grabbed him aggressively while he was on stage from like the front row or something. Cause I didn't actually see it, but he was talking about, hey, look, if I'm close and you like reach up and touch me, that's fine. If you touch the guitar, listen, I'm close, fine, but don't grab it and don't grab me aggressively or I will get rid of you aggressively from the show.
Mm. Oh, wow.
Which I thought was super interesting. Somebody must have grabbed him hard or grabbed his guitar to be like, ugh. And also, why would you do that? You're in the front row. You just paid a bunch of money to be at his show or a festival and you're going to do something stupid like that? Like, that ain't cool.
I think you're just excited. I don't know if
you don't get that excited,
though. To pull someone?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Here you go. I don't mind people being respectful and trying to touch me or the guitar. But if you try to rip it out of my hands, I promise I'll rip you out of whatever venue we're at.
Dang.
Respectfully, of course.
Yeah.
Weird. All right, what else?
I'm Amy. That's my pile.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
Oh! It's time for the good news.
With Bobby.
Tell me something good.
At Seton Hall University, a dog got a diploma. That's a real story. During a graduation ceremony at Seton Hall, a very special graduate named Justin walked across the stage on four legs and got an honorary diploma. Justin's a service dog who assisted Grace Mariani during the school year. She worked toward her degree. Grace earned her diploma, and Justin made such an impact that they wanted to honor him as well. So during the ceremony, Justin grabbed his diploma with his mouth.
That's awesome.
While the crowd cheered and celebrated him as well as Grace. That's pretty funny. I would just be afraid the dog would like Peter poop on stage.
Right. Hey, they couldn't throw the dog the diploma? Like, all right, go get it. Fetch.
Like, fetch it?
Yeah.
Or do they put a treat in the diploma? So that,
ooh, smart.
Because you got kind of, but also hilarious that the dog was dressed in a gown and went up and got a diploma.
So cute.
But Lunchbox walked the stage too.
Yeah, I didn't walk the stage and I hugged the president of the university. He stuck his hand out to shake it and I gave him a big old hug and walked off and that was it.
When you opened the diploma, what was it?
It's just empty.
Yeah.
It just has my name. Like it had a...
And you're short how many hours?
3 hours.
One class?
One class. 3 hours. I mean, I don't know why they call it 3 hours. It's just one credit, I guess. I don't know.
It takes 3 hours to complete the credit.
Yeah, I know. But I wonder why that, too. I don't know why.
Three hours?
It makes no sense.
3 hours, isn't it 3 hours a week?
Yeah, I don't know. No, I got a 3 hour class. I don't know. Who cares?
Right. But yeah.
It'd be a real good tell me something good if you just finished those 3 hours for like a lot of our listeners who are just looking for that kick in the pants.
Come on, dude.
You can do it, man. We believe in you.
I feel like I think we've talked about if he goes and does it when he's 80, it'd make the news. You know?
That's true, too. 80 year old gets a diploma.
Yeah.
It's not bad.
I think you make the news now.
Like, okay, let's say I do it, right? Well, we raise a GoFundMe for people to donate to my like graduation party.
Why?
What?
Why do we do? Why?
I'm just saying. Like, I mean, we got to have some kind of incentive, and then like I'll throw a graduation party.
But what's the maximum on that?
100,000?
No.
Wow. That, I mean, that's a party.
You're getting paid to graduate then. Anyway, shout out to the service dog. Shout out to all service dogs out there. You guys are making a big difference. I do a lot of work with service dogs for our military members. They do make a massive difference. That is what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast Climbing in Heels is back and better than ever. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.